Okay. We're here with Dr. Phil Cardoso, University of Illinois Dairy Extension Specialist at Dairy Summit in Freeport. And Phil, you're talking today about how do farms stack up. Talk about the research you've done over Illinois comparing farms, helping farmers know how their dairies indeed stack up.
Okay, that was a really neat project, and I mean, we are still working on it. So last year, we enrolled 20 farmers to be visited throughout the summer. So during the summer of 2014, we visited those 20 farms, and we collected a huge amount of data. So we would spend around 2 to 3 hours in each farm, and we collected feed samples. We collected also some management information, and we got from all of them the DHI records, if they had, or even some kind of a computer file from PC Dart or Dairy Comp or something like that. Mm-hmm. And once you send all those analysis, those feed analysis, even the bedding from the freestalls, we collected those beds, and we know how important it is to keep the beds of the cows dry and clean. And when I say clean, is the amount of organic matter in that bed needs to be lower than 3%. So we were able to see that in farmers in North Illinois, Central Illinois, and South Illinois. And what I'm showing here is how those farms, they vary, how North, Central, and South Illinois are different, or how are they similar.
And how big of an advantage will that be for farmers once all this information is compiled and available, see where they stack up, not only in their region, but maybe compared to their neighbors?
Yeah, this is something that is really interesting. So every graph that I'm showing here, it has a little number below. And that number, only the farmer know that he is that farm. And he can compare himself with the other farmers in his region or even with the other farmers around the state. And so we're going to have several venues of telling that story. One of the things that we are already doing is that throughout our online platform or the website, dairyfocus.illinois.edu, we have our newsletters. And those are coming out every 2 months, roughly. And we are talking about some scientific or giving some information about some techniques relevant to those points that we think farmers can improve on. And we are always including we call a benchmark graph where they can see how they are in comparison to other farmers. Or even those farmers that didn't participate this year in the project, they can see perhaps, you know, how farmers in their region are doing that. And one thing that we are doing today is collecting some evaluations. So we want to see if that is helpful for Illinois farmers. And perhaps we can repeat that and see how that changed, or we can see through time if that changed or not.
And so far, has there been anything that stands out that Illinois is either really good at or needs to come up on, or is it just all over the board, the results you've seen so far?
So we have several, we have several points that we can tackle, but I highlight here one that is the freestall bedding, and I think that farmers are just not aware of the importance of the dry matter and the organic matter. That means keep the bed dry and clean, and how is that related to other pathologies that may be interfering with reproduction or even mastitis, for example. So what I've seen is there's a lot of variation within farm that would never expect to happen. So I think it's just a matter of fine-tuning the source where they're getting the sand, or even a lot of our farmers, they're recycling sand. And I think now they can have a number to look for if the process is working fine or not. So I think that's the way that it's going to happen. But I didn't see anything that says North is bad, South is good, Central is even worse, or anything like that. All the regions, they vary a lot within region. And, you know, we have to respect also the sample size. We collected, you know, 20 farms, so it's not a whole lot. But for the amount of information that we have, you know, even in the presentation, it's going to be a lot of information, and we are not even done with all the associations that we can do. But I think the most thing is We have to remember farmers that they have to get the heifers pregnant. Sometimes they get, you know, in the corner of the farm and they get forgotten sometimes. We saw some data that I think we have room to improve there. And just some benchmarks, like, for example, the percentage of cows you were getting pregnant on the first service. That's a number that we can follow. And it's important to make sure we are getting cows pregnant and we are keeping cows, farms profitable and everything else.